And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 24th of January, 2011. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Life is always a tightrope or a feather bed. Give me the tightrope." Edith Wharton, New York City, 1862, many of whose novels have been made into movies, The House of Mirth, The Glimpses of the Moon, The Age of Innocence, all made into silent films around the 1920s. Martin Scorsese directed a film adaptation of The Age of Innocence. In 2000, Gillian Anderson starred in The House of Mirth, directed by Terence Davies. Edith Wharton came from a wealthy New York family, lived off the inheritance of their real estate banking ancestors. She spent several years of her early childhood traveling around Europe. Family lived around 23rd and Park Avenue in New York City. She felt alienated and adrift in high society. At 23, she married a family friend, a good-looking sportsman named Edward Robbins Wharton, who wasn't particularly fond of books, and she was. Teddy Wharton was manic depressive, a big spender, and was unfaithful. And it was a long and miserable marriage. Edith Wharton met Henry James in Europe. She became good friends with him. He encouraged her to write about the New York City that she knew so well. And it was Henry James who introduced Edith Wharton to his friend Morton Fullerton, who was an expat journalist, wrote for the London Times from Paris. Edith Wharton fell in love with him. She filled her diary with passages about how their romance made her feel complete. At last, she wrote him pleading letters. And about a year into their affair, when she was in her late 40s, she moved to Paris, where he lived. The affair came to an end in 1911, the year that she published Ethan Frome. She stayed married to Teddy Wharton for a few more years, although they lived apart from each other. She loved living in Paris. She was friends with André Gide, Jean Cocteau. She knew Theodore Roosevelt, F. Scott Fitzgerald. She told Fitzgerald, "To your generation, I must represent the literary equivalent of tufted furniture and gas chandeliers." But she wasn't prim or overly proper. Died in Paris at 75. She was working on a novel called The Buccaneers, about five rich American girls who set out to marry landed British gentry. Spent her last days in bed working on the novel, dropping each page onto the floor so it could be collected later and typed up. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, "Somewhere in the World." Somewhere in the world, something is happening which will make its slow way here. A cold front will come to destroy the camellias, or perhaps it will be a heat wave to scorch them. A virus will move without passport or papers to find me as I shake a hand or kiss a cheek. Somewhere a small quarrel has begun. A few overheated words ignite a conflagration, and the smell of smoke is on its way, the smell of war. Wherever I go, I knock on wood, on tabletops or tree trunks. I rinse my hands over and over again. I scan the newspapers and invent alarm codes which are not my husband's birth date or my own. But somewhere, something is happening against which there is no planning. Only those two aging conspirators, hope and luck." A poem by Linda Paston, "Somewhere in the World," from her collection Traveling Light, published by W.W. Norton & Company. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.